Are you tired of scrolling your feed only to see the highlight reel version of motherhood? If so, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the Motherhood Intended podcast. I'm your host, Jacqueline Baird, and I'm a passionate mom here to support women like you in their unique journeys to and through motherhood. I have been through it all. We're going to be talking about things like trying to conceive, infertility, IVF, surrogacy, mom life, and more. It's time to get real about what it takes to be a mom and come together in the fact that things don't always go as planned. So here we go. Welcome back to the podcast. It's spring break still. On Tuesday, I mentioned we're here. We're here and we're here. We're nowhere. We're here. We're home. Home on spring break. But that means that I have my sister on the podcast with me today.
Hey.
And we're doing a little afternoon podcasting, mom chat, hangout session.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're on a time clock.
Of course.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. Right. We have the babysitter is here watching all three boys. And so, yeah, we've got about an hour, no more, no less. Maybe less because it took us a minute to get started technology.
Right.
You know, like,
What? Oh, sorry. I got to do something with my hands.
Speaking of technology, so we don't normally record in person. Obviously, when I do these interviews, we've been doing it on Zoom. And so the only in-person interview I've done is with Josh. And I had to yell at him for like, don't tap the table. Don't drink your drink. Don't click, click, click on the mouse. Like you hear everything. But you know what?
Maybe if you didn't have coffee stains on your table, I wouldn't want to rub it out.
I know, that's what you were rubbing. That was your room, the coffee stain. I know.
No, it's fine. I'll do better.
No, it's fine. I'm just going to tell everyone, like, we're here. We're here in person. The sounds you are hearing is we're not in a studio. We're in my office. So we're sharing a mic. Mm-hmm. We've got the selfie camera all set up. And look, I have the light not even turned correctly. We're doing great. But we're here to have some mom chats today.
Mm-hmm. Sure are.
So if you've listened to Megan's last episode, she told her motherhood story, how she became a mom. As a refresher, she has her son Silas, who is 3. And yeah, so we're probably going to do a lot of talking about toddlers and boys. And I think we could talk a lot about that in general.
What's on the top of the noggin right now?
I know. I was just thinking, actually, when you came over today, the first thing that Hunter said had me thinking about like how kids say the weirdest thing. Like you walked in.
I was ready for you to say the darnest things, but
I was going to, but this was straight up weird. Like, because you just got your hair done and I noticed it right away. Oh, I was like, yeah. I was like, oh my God, did you get your hair done? It looks so good. Like you've got bangs and stuff. And he was just goes, what did he say?
He said, you look like a boy turtle.
Yeah. Auntie Megan, you look like a boy turtle. It's just like,
but what? You realize it didn't really faze me. I was just like, thank you.
You're like, okay, thanks. Great. Good to see ya.
And then my follow-up question, am I at least a cute boy turtle?
Which I think is a fair question.
Fair question that he did not give me an answer to. He was confused by it.
I think he was a little weird.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Has there been anything that Silas has said lately that you're just like, what?
Gosh, I feel like there's so many things that I can't pinpoint one right now. I would say, well, we later found out where this was coming from, but I would say like starting a month or two ago, right around his birthday when he turned 3, he started saying, let's get that bad boy. Or like, get it, get the bad boy. Or just like that's versions of the bad boy.
On his birthday, yeah, he opened up that gift and he was like, yep, let's get that bad boy.
Yep, he opened up one of his action figures. I think it was like Thor or maybe it was Venom or something. But yeah, wasn't expecting it. And I had the video camera on and he was like, oh, I wanted this bad boy. I like, can't even remember what he said. But he used and we're all like laughing.
Oh, I know what it was. He said, because I remember that he goes, let's open that bad boy
up. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. That's what he said. And I've said that phrase like, a handful of times. So I assume that he got it from me. And then later, like a couple weeks later, we were watching one of his favorite shows, T-Rex Ranch, which I think is on Amazon and YouTube. But the dad in the show says that all the time.
Okay.
Because they always open dino gifts and like, let's see what's in the egg. And it's always like, let's open that bad boy up. So
yeah,
that's it, funny. It was not me. So,
but it is funny. Sometimes I don't even realize I'm saying certain phrases until I hear them out of their mouth. And then I'm like, right. Do I say that? Like, I think
shindig.
Shindig.
I was at your house and I said shindig. And then I didn't realize he like,
was it Hunter who was like, what's a shindig?
No, that was Silas.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, and then we're going to go to the shindig. And he's like,
I don't remember how I explained what that was.
I know.
Not very well.
That's right. That's funny.
I think I was just like, it's a nickname for like
a gathering,
like a party.
An event. Yeah.
Something like that.
Oh my God.
What about Noah? I'm sure has said some stuff.
Oh, I think we both know he said some stuff. I don't remember what episode of the podcast I shared this on, but yeah, I mean, obviously he went through his face. He hasn't said it lately, knock on wood. That's an example of where we do want to knock on the table.
Okay, because my eyes were like, how dare you?
Your eyes are
I'm
just
trying
like,
to clean up coffee mic. On your table.
Yeah. The mic is going to pick it up.
I mean, do you see how gently I'm putting down my
No, that's fine. For everyone listening, we are drinking bubbly water. So if you hear it up and down, that's because we're not used to talking this much.
Gentle. Okay.
No, but I think, a couple weeks ago I was sharing how Noah just kept being like, when he was frustrated, saying that we were going to go to jail. Mm-hmm. You're going to go to jail. Then he called Josh a little shit.
Oh, that's
not
right.
Little. That's aggressive. Just you're a shit and you're going to go to jail.
Is that better? I don't know.
Hard to say. I think it was Hunter. I heard him yesterday say something like, because he's always talking to Noah. He uses my phrases on Noah a lot, like things that I would say to them. I hear him saying to Noah. So like, I forget what the situation was, but he was like, Noah, we just need to do what we need to do first. And like the way he said it, and I was like, oh, well, that sounds like a me phrase, you know, trying to wrangle everyone, like basically stop asking me questions. We just need to do what we need to do.
Hey, at least you got your backup now. He can just reinforce.
Yeah, he doesn't like listen to it for himself,
sure,
but he's the first to call out other people on what not to do. He's definitely like the rule police. I even heard him down today. All three boys were down there on the trampoline and Noah was like touching the netting around it. And I've been griping at them the last 2 days about like, stop hanging on the netting. Like, don't do that. And I literally heard Hunter say like my exact same thing. And yeah.
Everything rubs off.
I know.
You never know. And then they just start saying things. You're like, where did you hear that?
Yeah. Good stuff and bad stuff. I mean, I think half the reason they say poop all the time is because of my husband. So,
right.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Good. Sounds about right. Sounds accurate.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
So on Tuesday, obviously I was, it's not obvious if you haven't listened to the episode. On Tuesday in the podcast, I'm going to say jibber jabbering because it was a little bit of a tangent on scheduling and with spring break being this week, it's got me thinking about like kids being off of school and everything. Mm-hmm. And you and I were talking about this as well. And I think it's safe to say that we both can agree that like the fear of summer and what that looks like is real. And like it sucks because it shouldn't be that way. Like summer should be like, oh, warm weather and fun. But it's like, no, but like childcare stops.
Right.
And people heard my opinion and I'm home and I'm freaking out. Like I don't even work full time. And I am like, no, but like where are they going to go every day for like a little bit? Like that needs to be set in stone.
Yeah.
As a working parent, I can imagine, and I've heard from you that, yeah, summers are interesting, right? With childcare.
Yeah. So I will say this is like the first summer that we really are in the situation of having to figure it out. The last couple of years have had my mother-in-law, who has helped immensely during the school year when he wasn't in preschool and in the summertime. So yeah, this is the first year that we're like, oh shit. Cause he's in full-time preschool. Like I had mentioned, I think on the last podcast that we did together, but just like many preschools, no summer. They just follow regular school schedule. So yeah, Dan hadn't been working the last couple of months. So we've been relying on him a lot for Silas, the days that he's off preschool, if he got sick. And at the time, I think it was just like, oh yeah, like Dan will probably help out in the summer too. If he doesn't find a job that, you know, works for him, or we were like less aggressive in like trying to do that because like we didn't have anything figured out.
Yeah.
But it's awesome. Dan has a job now that he'll be starting a full-time job, but now it's like kicking in like, oh no.
Yeah.
Now it's
now both parents are working full-time.
Well, right. And it's weird because like you just said, as far as summertime before, even like, you know,
when I was 30, summer was still very exciting. Like, I can't wait for summer. I can't wait for summer. Don't get me wrong. Can't wait for the weather of summer.
Well, yeah.
You know, the times that I actually get to go out of my house and do that. But yeah, now it's like, oh no, this is the one thing that's stressing me out the most is like figuring out what to do, because he's 3 years old. He's on the younger side. Yes, he goes to preschool full time, loves it. The preschool is amazing. But I myself, like, I don't trust anybody else. And like, it's hard for me. I've seen a couple camps that are like 9 to 1:30. There's these summer camps. They like might start at 3, but they need to be potty trained, which he is not. But like, we accepted the fact that if we put him in something like that the next 2 months, buckle up, we're going to get you on the potty.
Oh yeah. That's where I'm at as well too with Noah, because, and he's like overdue to be potty trained, cause like he knows how to do it, but I just haven't taken the time to properly like get her done. So maybe we should just get her done.
Same. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Because that's the big thing. Like with these camps. Yeah. Oh, three is just such a, they're like independent enough to finally do things without you. It's not like you're at like these little top classes and stuff. However, then they have to be potty trained and they're still young and you're not used to having them away from you at these things. So that's nerve wracking. Because it's like his school, that's different. Like you take a lot of time to pick into school and daycare they're going to go to.
You know, like with anything, it took time to adjust and like finally after a month or two, he like started to love it and like absolutely loves it.
Yeah. But
I have no idea how it's going to be. Like you put him in a brand new setting with a whole different set of teachers, a whole different set of kids. Like it could go terribly. And like some of these summer camps, I don't know. I just feel like it's almost like a free for all bunch of kids. And like, I don't know.
I actually have witnessed that. Like over the summer, I've been at that, like one of the playgrounds with the kids and I saw like they brought the camper kids. And I was like, there was like 25 kids to three teachers, which I guess, I don't know what it's supposed to be. It just seemed like there was a lot going on.
Right.
And they were older. They weren't three-year-olds. But still, it was kind of chaotic.
Right. Like I can see myself feeling good about that when he's a little bit older. And yeah, he'll have fun. Like, and hope he'll have more confidence and do his thing. But now, like, I don't want to do that. But that is so far my best option just because it covers, like, at least half of the day. And then I didn't want to go the nanny route just because he has been so accustomed to playing with kids and you stick him with just him and a nanny all summer. Like, yeah, he might like the nanny, but he's not going to get as much out of it. And he's just not going
to
be.
And he's been so used to seeing his friends at school all year. So yeah, being around other kids would be
so helpful. Now I'm in the middle of trying to figure out if anybody wants to nanny share. I'm starting with like his preschool, but every family has like different things going on. So
yeah.
No, like, big movement there.
I am really curious, like, what is the – I'm not going to say norm because everyone has their own situation, but I'm just, like, curious, like, what do people do? Because it dawned on me, like, it's not like this is – it's forever. It's like even when they go into elementary school, they have their summers off. And I just never thought about it, I guess, because when we were younger, I was like, what the hell did we do? Like, what did mom and dad do? I mean, dad was at work, obviously, and mom worked. But, like, I know she worked from home, but, like – did we just, I mean, we had some summer babysitters, I felt like, when we were a little bit older and there was four of us.
But yeah, but again, we had siblings. Like I think it's different, like having a nanny and like you have like four kids.
But
like,
I also just don't remember. Well, I guess kind of the same thing. Grandma watched us a lot of the summers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was talking to mom and she said she did put us in, which I remember going to a camp or two, but it wasn't the whole summer. But we went to like week-long camps when we were a little
older. Like that was through the park district. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember doing that, but they weren't like, I don't think they were all day.
No. And again, we were older. We weren't three.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. It's so just, I don't know. I keep asking myself that too. What do people do? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I just know that I'm in that situation
well,
now.
We were
and I'm
both
like
nannies.
Asking for help everywhere. I'm like, what
the? Yeah. What we were both nannies, obviously. But I actually didn't nanny for anyone that young. I mean, I think the youngest was like 6 or 8 or something.
Yeah. In the summertime, I don't think I did that young either.
I don't know.
But it's a mystery. And it's the other like caveat is that everything, if you're not going to do, well, even if you are going to do a nanny, you got to do it now and you got to get it secured, you know, before it's not an option anymore. And like the park district things, all the activities, you have to put deposits down. There's timelines.
Don't
so like
give
literally
it on those park district.
Right. Things. Give it in like a month. There will be zero opportunity to do anything.
And it's hilarious that you say like a month because like where I'm at, the park district is literally like, no, you have like that morning that it opens and then it's all waitlisted. And then the things that aren't waitlisted, I will say that I got a call that said we were waitlisted for some summer camp, and they called me. They said they were adding a class, same time, same thing, just a different room, because they had so many people on the waitlist. And I guess I get that they do that, but I was like, well, hell no. I just played the game of Tetris trying to slide everything in the schedule and literally just signed them up for a different camp. So thank you. But no, I moved on to the next. Right. Like, it's because everything's gone. And that's March. Like, that's, we're done.
I think I noticed same trends of the park districts by us, like getting accepted to their website, because we're an unincorporated, so we're not actually like a part of, so we're non-resident. But yeah, same thing. I think what people do is they literally like sign their kids up for like a million different things. And then later on, because there is like a refund date, and some of the ones I were looking at was like a month before. So they can buy themselves time to like figure out what they actually want to do.
I did not think about that till after, because I was like, how are their wait lists? If people, are they just like not getting their money back? But you must get a refund. I just never had to do it, like to pull out of one. What I did, I just signed myself. I mean, signed myself. Me and all my summer activities.
Going to camp.
Hell yeah. Send me to camp. I mean, honestly, glorious. Send me to camp.
Yeah. But like, don't talk to me and just let me sit there. And
can I just play with glue? Just put it on my hand, let it dry, peel it off. Summer camp.
As long as you don't eat it.
So, easier times.
Seriously. But I'll give you updates once I have things figured out.
Hopefully. I think I'm going to take a poll in the Motherhood Intended community group to be like, what's everyone's summer childcare situation?
Right.
Like, because regardless of age, I'm curious. Nanny, camps, daycare, like, I don't know.
Right. There are some preschools. So when we were signing up Silas for preschool, we were in between the one we currently go to and another one, and the other one was a little bit more expensive, but it was full like all year round. So that's like the one thing that like sucks. But I mean, I get why they follow the school year and everything, but like it's always a question, just like, what do people do? I don't know.
I don't know, Margot. Oh my god. Speaking of things that that like the kids say, that is one of the things, like one time I just said it because I don't know, Noah was asking me some sort of question and I said, I don't know, Margot. And so that's from Christmas, Vacation. I think that's the movie where he goes, why is the carpet wet, Todd? I don't know, Margot. And like, I don't even barely remember that movie. I just know that's a line in the movie. And he was like, what? And now I heard him say, like, I'll ask him something and he'll be like, I don't know, Margot. I'm like, oh God, if any like adult heard you say that and knew the reference, that would be hilarious.
But you know, he has no idea what he's saying.
Oh, absolutely not. No.
Yeah.
I like to pretend he doesn't know what he's saying either when he says you're shit or go to jail,
but you know what? Actually, Hunter probably does. I know exactly what he's saying.
Oh, Hunter does. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I tell you, that age gap between 3 and 5 is very different. It's like, feels so different all of a sudden. I felt like 2 and a 4 year old, like same, like even a 1 and a 3 year old could get along, 1 and a half, a 3 year old, whatever. But like, and not that they don't get along, but just like their interests and their skill levels, like it, 5 is like a big one. Like it's a leap. I feel like, they just like turn into like real people who are like annoyed by things and have intricate thoughts and pretty much know how to regulate their emotions. So they're like, and then you have to dig deeper for like, are you good? You feel you having a good day? You know, with a 3 year old, you're just like, oh, you're unhappy.
I can visibly
see that. Oh, and now you're crazy. You're all hyper and having fun. Good. Like all in the matter of like 10 seconds. But like the 5 year old, sometimes I'm like, how was your day? Like, did anything fun happen today? And it's like pulling teeth already. And I'm like, isn't this too soon? Because I feel like when we were in school, I did used to hate that when we like the first thing mom was like, how was school? I'm like, ugh.
So annoying.
Glad I'm still not there. What's the real question? Like, I mean, I don't know how I was answering like in kindergarten, first grade, but
I don't remember
definitely
that,
when I was like, older, I was like, even it was fine.
Yeah,
I don't
like
know.
Fifth grade and up, like just like it was
same.
Fine. Yeah, like same as yesterday.
Same.
Yeah, like what have you noticed? So obviously Noah's a couple months older than Silas. Silas just turned 3 last month. I've been reflecting on just like how he was as a 2 year old and then now how he is as a 3 year old. I would say like obviously lots of different changes, but I feel like his, I wouldn't say tantrums because they're not like full on tantrums like how they were when he was like toddler, but they come in a different shape. and form now, I would say. It's almost like he's more intentional about them. There have been times where I try not to laugh out loud because, like, I know what he's doing to me. But, like, sometimes it actually benefits to, like, start laughing because then, like, I see him crack a smile.
Yeah, and I'm
like,
I have learned that with Noah, too.
You are messing with me. But, yeah, I'll do this all the time where it's, like, you can tell that he's working himself up to, like, force a cry or force, like, a scream.
Performance.
It's totally a performance. Yeah. And, yeah, like I said, there were multiple times I'm, like, I'll just, like, stare at him, like,
Yeah.
And then he'll start smiling. And I'm like, I knew it. You're not crying. Like, what are you doing right now?
Like, literally, there should be Academy Awards. Is that for actors?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. There should be Academy Awards of three-year-olds because, Noah is the same way at three. Like, while you were here today, like, downstairs, you know, it sounded like you got hurt or something. Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't. It was just, like, he wanted some toy that someone else had. No,
He was crying on the stairs. I think you were upstairs. And he was crying on the stairs. And I go down there. I'm like, what's wrong? I don't know what he said.
Nothing important.
And then he goes, I was climbing up here, and I'm like, well, why are you climbing on those things? I just said that, and he started smiling. And
yeah. I have learned that that's a great, like, diffuser to, like, just bring humor into it, because at first I was like, I don't want to, like, minimize his feelings, like, if he's actually, like, feeling a certain way.
Sure.
But the more this kept happening, I was realizing, like, I'm going to go with that's an overreaction or he just doesn't know how to process that. And so I'll just make a joke out of it and he'll realize, like, oh, we're fine here. We're good. All good. Just kidding. Do you think Silas has a two? I know it's different. Obviously, and meltdowns were different, but, like, do you think two or three has been more difficult? I know he's, like, newly three, but, like,
yeah, he's very freshly three. I don't know. I would ask me in a couple months, but like right now I would say his tantrums and behavior were definitely more intense when he was younger, like, to the point where you can't get him to stop crying. Like, you pick him up, he's like kicking you and like
the back bending and the flame.
Oh yeah. We don't get that anymore, which is, I'm very grateful for.
Yeah. That's now hard to wrangle sometimes.
Right. Now it's very much just like starting to talk back and the no, and him just like going in his room and slamming the door, slamming doors. He's almost like, I don't know. I'm seeing teenage years ahead of me.
That makes me feel really happy because I didn't realize he was doing that. And Noah's been doing that too. And I'm like, what in the actual hell? Like, why are we slamming doors in my face?
Right. Cause he won't, we'll say something to him. He still fights like pull-up changes, you know, every little thing. He'll say no. And then I'll say, Silas, you need to listen to me. This is what we're going to do and why. He doesn't listen. Dan jumps in, or like maybe Dan's the one that initiated first. Regardless, he's not listening to either of us. And then finally, not that like it gets escalated and we try our best not to yell.
Yeah. Don't we all?
Yeah. I said, try our best.
Tails all this time.
But yeah, then he just like, he goes, it's almost like, this is public podcast. I don't want to say it out loud, but we both know of a person that has done that when they are little, just like, they start to like lose it. They like want to slam their head on the doors, but like, that's how he'll get, but he doesn't do the slamming of anything. He does the slamming of doors. He gets all frustrated. Yeah. And then he like runs away.
I actually think that's pretty common.
Yeah.
Like, cause the more I've told that story, I'm like, oh, you got a headbanger too.
That makes it sound better.
Yeah. Yeah. Once they're three and then they're like third year or whatever, their vocabulary and their emotions just develop so much more. So they're like articulating more how they feel, which is good and bad, right? Because how frustrating is it when before they can talk and you're just like, oh, I don't know what you want. And now like they can say it, but now the problem is at three is they're still not, they don't know what they want. They don't know what they need. I feel like once you get to like four, then they can start to do both.
Right.
And now five, there's, and maybe it's just mine, but like, like got a little bit of an attitude sometimes and like they know how they feel. They can tell you they're literally choosing not to.
Yeah. No, Silas, I feel like in some ways like becomes more indecisive by the day. This is what is so frustrating. I am generally a patient person. Dan has gotten a lot more patient over the years, but I think I'm just like extra patient. So I was to be like, I'm hungry. And I'll either say, like, if it's dinner time, like, no, you're not eating anything. Like, we're going to have dinner. But if it's like, okay, like, I give him a snack. Silas, what do you want? something in the fridge. Silas, what do you want in the fridge? Okay, so he says nothing. So then I'm finally like, okay, do you want this? Do you want oranges or do you want crackers? Oranges. I'll start walking away in the kitchen to get the oranges. I open the fridge, grab the oranges, crackers, slam the door, go back into the living room. Silas, do you want oranges or crackers? What is it? Crackers. Go back. Literally, there have been times where
they're little psychopaths.
He'll flip up on me again. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. And then I told you about the chicken nugget thing yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. I was all proud. Dan and I are trying to get into the vibe of like actually doing like meal preps and like getting recipes and making things that are not just super plain and boring.
Yeah.
Because historically, Silas will only eat, and we've only, well, granted, we've only been making simple meals previously, like some sort of ground meat and then like a rice and like a veggie, yeah, you know, covering the bases.
Like the food groups, but like
the food groups. Yeah, but all separate. So yeah, this week we've actually been making meals, and I really thought,
as
I got
we
it down,
always do,
that like, oh yeah, these are definitely something he's gonna eat. So like on Monday we made, it was like potato cheesy sausage casserole. It is just French fries and cheese.
All the things you
sausage.
Like just put together.
Right. And he wouldn't eat that. And then last night we made, he actually helped me make it. And I was getting really excited.
And sometimes that seems like it helps.
Right. He helped me make this chicken salad. And it's like things that go in the oven on French bread. And he was even like licking it. He's like, this is tasty.
You're like, perfect. Great. We got to win. Good.
Finally presented to him after it's cooked, put it on the plate. I don't want this. What do you mean you don't want this? You like licked it a million times in the bowl. It's really good. So finally I'm like, oh my God, whatever. Like I just want you to eat something. I just want you to eat something. So like, fine. Do you want some chicken nuggets? Yeah, I want some chicken nuggets. Mm. Go in the freezer. God forbid. Made the wrong chicken nuggets.
No.
We have two different types of chicken nuggets in the freezer. I make the one chicken nugget. It's
okay.
Like,
I know everyone listening right now, if you are a parent of a toddler, you have had the chicken nugget trap happen to you. It is real. A chicken nugget trap is so real. Like for two. So and when I say chicken nugget trap, I mean two different things. One, obviously they say like, I only like the dino ones, and you make the dino ones, and it's fine for a while until one day they're like, nah, dog, I'm done. I'm done with the dinos. And that, 'cause that happened to me. I bought these because I thought they'd be fun and different. They're like chicken finger, like fries, chicken fries shaped like fries.
Yep.
Plus they were on sale. Mm-hmm. That's another thing. I was like, I am not spending whatever these dino nuggets cost right now. Bad mistake. Would have paid $1,000 over to not have the meltdown that happened. But yeah, that was not a win, I'd say, the chicken fries. So the chicken nugget trap, I also think, is not only just switching up what kind of nuggets they like, but that for a while, that was like a go-to. Because I was doing what you were doing too. For a while, I was making meals and I was like, the pediatrician says, feed your kids whatever you're eating. Let them try new things in different ways, different forms. Like again, like that thing you made, all things he probably likes, but put it together. Yep. It's just different. So I was doing that for a while. But then honestly, it just got really frustrating. Him just then be like, oh, I don't want this. And I'm like, ugh. I'm wasting so much time like planning it, getting the ingredients, making it, doing all that stuff. And so for a while I would still offer it, but then I had like chicken nuggets as like a backup. I knew that was a go-to until I got chicken nugget trapped. And then he decided liking them all together. And now we're on meatballs, if anyone's wondering. Meatballs is my like go-to, but it's a whirlwind when it comes to food. At least
I'm stuck right now because, like I said last night, he had these like whole. So we actually did the dino nugs originally.
Yeah.
Since he was little, he really, really liked the chicken plus dino nugs that
what
had
are those.
It's the ones that have like the hidden veggies in them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I taste them. They're actually really legit. Yeah. He liked those for the longest time, but I think we overdid it. Yeah. And then he started hating them. So we haven't bought them in a long time. And so last night I first made, they were just like whole grain chicken nuggets. Like, I don't know, just like regular Purdue brand or whatever. Wouldn't eat those. He goes, no, the other chicken nuggets. Other chicken nuggets. So go in the fridge. Okay. It's just like some other brand chicken nuggets, not whole grain. And I go back and so I make him those chicken nuggets. No, the dino chicken nuggets. I swear to God.
Come on, man.
We have not had the dino nugs in there for a very long time.
Because you said no.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. And of course, he didn't eat anything. And then after that, he had like a leftover milkshake from the night before. We had, I think we got Culver's or something milkshakes. And he's like, I want my milkshake. Nope. You didn't eat dinner. He literally sat there licking a chicken nugget for probably an hour or two. Because I'm like, just eat one chicken nugget. You can have your milkshake.
They're so stubborn.
And like, really, I'm begging you to eat a chicken nugget. That's like one of your favorite foods.
That's how Noah is too. It's like, I didn't ask you to like eat a Brussels sprout or something, right. Which obviously are delicious. But like,
right. Yeah. So needless to say, he did not get his milkshake. Mm-hmm. And
the meltdowns are definitely different. Like, yeah, no flailing, but Noah will like with the asking what you want thing. Yeah. I have learned it's a fine line because at a certain age, I think it's about 3, like at preschool, like they want to encourage you to, or maybe it's younger, I don't actually remember, but like encourage you to give them choices. It helps make them feel independent or whatever. Yeah. Like, do you want the blue straw or the red straw?
Right.
But I've fallen into this as well, whereas like, it's, Josh does this a lot too. And I'm like, just give them something, stop asking. Like, sometimes I think we give our kids too many options and then they're just like, I don't know, because I noticed that with Hunter. I was thought he was old enough and I was just giving him the freedom. I'm like, you choose. I thought it would be better. But then he would just be like, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, maybe kids aren't just, they're not equipped at that age to handle like so many options throughout the whole day. Because yeah, like you said, how as the day goes on, he kind of like cares less and less. That's what I've noticed. And definitely with Hunter. Noah, that's the thing. Noah knows what he wants and only wants that thing and is not open to other suggestions. That's Noah in a nutshell, which one day will be very great. That's a great personality trait when it's channeled. And you're a little bit older, but like right now, every morning he's been waking up. I told you this today, waking up asking for a fruit snack. And I'm like, later today, I let them have one a day.
How he did that little shit that he
came my God, he pulled that shit. Yes.
He sure did. Yeah. I knew right away just by the way he asked me, I was like,
and he does like a little smile.
Should we check with your mom? No.
Mommy said this morning that I could have a fruit snack. Did she?
Right.
Did she? And what he knew I was, like, you're not having that for breakfast, maybe later.
Right. Right. But I was going to say something. That decision fatigue is very real. And I would say not just for kids.
Not at all. Yeah.
And I'm sure that there are other mothers out there that can attest to this, but like thinking of dinner, I would rather not eat. Like, I wish that I didn't have to put food in my body. Like, with the times where, like, I want the shit out.
Yeah.
Like pizza, whatever.
Indulge in, like, a moment. But other than that, it's like.
But, like, to keep myself alive, I wish I didn't have to do it because it is so stressful. And, like, the meal planning has helped because you plan it out. Like, you've been
doing
that.
At least it takes the guesswork out of it.
Like, right. Like, you know what's in the fridge. You know you can make. And that's, we're going to make one of those meals that we have.
Yeah.
But prior to that, you know, it's like, what are we going to make? I don't know what it's in the fridge. Like, I don't know. I don't care. And then like half the time we would sometimes just not eat and just like make Silas like whatever he needed.
And then just then, like
Dan and I would like pick at stuff. Cause it's so stressful. Like I would prefer somebody like, that's why those meal services intrigue me because it's just like, here you go. This is it. And eat it.
And honestly, I've done them all and they are nice. I've done them in like different seasons, you know, like when the kids were like, when they were younger and I was like frustrated or like when we had like a baby in the house who wasn't eating yet anyway. And I was like, perfect. We'll just do us and like whatever. It does take the guesswork out of it. I remember getting bored of them. I switched up the different ones.
We only did it once. We did. We did HelloFresh, but like prior to Silas before we had Silas for a little bit, which was good. Like,
but it is just nice not having to think about it.
Yeah.
And even like, it feels good to know what you're having for dinner so you don't have to like guess and figure it out, especially when you're tired at the end of a day. But then it kind of like is deflating. Like we said, when you do it, you make it, and then you still have to make extra shit for your kid or they're complaining about what you made. And it's like, why did I go through all this work again of like planning and figuring it out? Because
like I could care less. I could eat some like crackers and cheese and like call it a day.
I've started kind of doing a combination of what like I want to do and what the pediatrician says I should be doing. Yeah. Of like, I'll make them something similar to what we're eating. So if I am making something with like, I don't even know, chicken and noodles and like something that's all mixed together or whatever, I will give them like chicken nuggets and like the noodles on the side. I don't know why noodles was an example that I'm using because literally my kids don't eat noodles.
I was just going to question you on that.
Not one. Like there's like one kind of
just so
mac and cheese.
I feel like that's like a go-to for all kids.
And like if they would eat noodles, I could hide veggies so much more. Like you can get veggie noodles. You can hide veggies in the sauce. Like they won't eat noodles.
Yeah, you could, but like,
well, Noah would for sure.
No. Yeah, kids are smart. They know. Just like mom and the – well, that's a different story. Mom and the fish and the chicken.
Yeah. I actually was thinking about chicken. Yeah. I actually was thinking about mom in this regard the other day because she used to make us smoothies with dinner. And I was like, ugh, I just don't want fruit with my – I like fruit. I like smoothies. I just don't want them with my dinner. Like I don't want these smoothies. Mm-hmm. Well, now as a mom, I'm like, what kind of smoothie can I make to get in more vegetables into my kids?
It's just all spinach, basically, in there.
It's a green smoothie. It's your favorite color. No, it's green. It's green.
At least he asked – well, he asked for a smoothie this morning, didn't
he? Oh, no, but when he says smoothies, he means Danimals.
Right. That's what I came to the conclusion once I saw him eating the yogurt. I was like,
He will eat some actual smoothies that I make. Like, I made one that had, like – cinnamon and chia seeds and like things hidden in its spinach and stuff. Cinnamon was a big, that's what it made me think of too.
Chia.
Although I had a brain fart for a second there. I was literally like, chia. Why do I know this song? Chia pets. Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, we're old. Whatever. Moving on.
Moving on.
Wait. Sorry. I have something to say. What were you going to say?
I don't know. Go on.
I was going to say, circling back to like decision making, I'm curious.
Decision fatigue.
Dan and I have this like struggle. So during the day with my job, I am just constantly making decisions, having to make decisions left and right. Like what's better? What do we do? What process? Blah, 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 blah. So I'm all day giving people guidance, all day making decisions. So when 4 o'clock comes and I'm time to sign off, the one thing you don't ask me is what's for dinner?
I knew you were going to say that. I was like, don't do it, Dan. Don't do it.
What's the plan?
The plan is I'm done. I done did my day.
Murder you with my eyes. Like so bad. But that's where the struggle is because like I really shouldn't react that like that. But like that one question makes me so furious. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't have the brain capacity. I'm done. I don't care what we do for dinner. I don't care.
Yeah.
And like I wish I need to like figure out a way not to do that because it's also not fair for like my personal life for me to be so drained decision-making wise during the day just to not leave anything left for like my home life. But
yeah, I think it's interesting because I feel like I think every couple goes through this.
Yeah.
But I think and either way, because like right now you're talking about like he's been the one home with Silas and you're working.
Right.
And a lot of times also it's the opposite, you know, where the husband's working and the mom's at home. Because I was going to say, like, I feel like you're kind of on, and I'm definitely judging. There's probably guys out there that I'm laughing inside a little, but maybe like are doing some of like these decision-making things for the family as well, because you're kind of like decision double duty. Yeah. You're laughing.
I'm laughing. I didn't laugh out loud. I just smiled.
Yeah. Because motherhood is very like decision fatigue too. You're like, what school do I go to? What are we going to, who's going to watch him here? What activities is he going to go to? Is he doing okay? Am I raising him right? What's he going to wear? Does he need clothes? Does he need to brush his hair? Does he need a haircut? He needs a haircut. I need to book a doctor appointment. So you've got all that line of thought going on decisions. And then obviously you've got all your work decisions and all that train of thought. So it's kind of like double duty for you. So I get why, like at the end of the day, you would just be like, I don't even care about food and whatever, but maybe instead of like, and this is just my opinion, because I'm also sympathizing with Dan because as someone who is the one like home with the kids and then say Josh is in his office all day or he's traveling and then he comes home and I'm like, ooh, what are we going to do? Like, hi, another adult. What's up? Let's do something.
Yeah.
Or like, what's the plan?
Yeah.
Because for someone who's like with the kids all day, obviously it's just like different. And I know everyone experiences this, but it's like just, you know, Josh has been talking all day. He's been on the phone. He's in sales. He's been talking to people. I have talked to no adults a lot of days, you know? Yeah. I mean, that's different now that we go to their activities. I see other parents and stuff like that. But in general, like I'm with the kids all day. And so we both just are not on the same page at the end of the day. And I'm sure that's kind of what you and Dan are experiencing. So I understand why he would be like, what are we doing? Like Jones in because finally you're done. Like kind of like a kid, like you're home from work.
It's hard to say if it's like, the intention is like that, like,
or if it's just like, what's next? I'm done. Like,
kind, maybe like that. Yeah. I don't know. But regardless, like, this is all going to change in a hot second once he starts his job.
Yeah.
And we're both
Then it'll be something different. It'll be a new
dynamic. No, it's going to be a new dynamic because he's completely switching industries and his role now will be talking to people all day.
Then you're both just going to sit silent on the couch when you get home.
But I think that's okay because like
Silas. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people.
Yeah, Silas generally like when he's done with preschool, like he don't ask me questions. Like, no, like he's already, he doesn't even say like, oh, it's fine. He says nothing. He just like looks at you. How was your day?
Yeah.
Sometimes he's like, good.
And this actually brings up a really good point. Like everyone gets that way. Like at the end of the day, it's normal. And I think if you don't have like, I'm not necessarily decision fatigue, but I think at the end of the day, if you're not feeling like, ooh, like today was a day, or you're not feeling like mentally stimulated or you're antsy because you didn't physically do enough. Like I think you yourself, whether it's you or Dan or whoever, like you need to change up your own day because I learned that too. I was like not like mentally stimulated enough for a while there when I was home with the boys. And so at the end of the day, I'd just be running my mouth, jaw jacking and like wanting to do all the things. So once I found like mom groups to go to where I'm talking to other adults or doing more things out of the house. So I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm actually spent too at the end of the day. That kind of helped. So maybe I'm sure now, obviously with him starting his new job, like he's going to be, you know, physically and mentally just like at the end of the day, like I'm good.
It's going to be like, you just nailed it. Like physically and mentally, like he's going to be on his feet and he's going to be talking to people. The dynamic will for sure change. I do know like there are definitely things that I can do during my work day. I think I've told you this before, but like generally I don't take a lunch and like, if I don't have to go to the
bathroom. And I yelled at you and I said, you should take a lunch.
And if I don't have to go to the bathroom, I'm probably not getting up, which is terrible. But now that the weather is getting nicer, my neighbor wants to start like just doing these little like 30-minute walks, which I was totally on board with. Just like getting out, that'll be helpful. Like for getting out of the house in the middle of the day, because even if I have like the window open, it's still like I'm still in, even if you're in an office, no matter where you are, like if you're inside one place all day, it just gets.
And I think I'm going to start trying to do the whole like an afternoon walk thing too, because I'm going to be cutting out my afternoon coffee and
Bless you. I know.
But it needs to happen because it's not like my morning coffee is even like a little guy. It's like a, ooh, and I hit the hard stuff. Cold brew, a cold brew all the way. It's got a lot of caffeine. So, but you know, getting outside, moving your body, that'll wake you up. Chugging some water.
Yeah. I need to get better stuff like the water. Daniel's at me all the time for not drinking enough water.
I just bought a bomb water bottle. It's huge.
Like your bucket water bottle that you have?
No, not that one. Not the Costco one. That was huge. That one was probably actually bigger than this one. But because that was 100 ounces. That's not for me. Too hard to pick up.
Yeah.
Too lazy. At that point, it was just too big. I was like, I'm not trying to work out. And
Dan has a big one like that. I mean, he really likes it. And he's constantly drinking water.
The one I got, it's cute. And it's from Amazon. I'll probably link it because I'm sure all mothers can do with a little more water in their day. But it has like,
just give me an IV. Like, isn't that like a thing now? Like,
yeah, there's like IV bars.
I don't want to get hydrated. Like, I want to have IV at my house. Like, just like 15 minutes, gear up, get it done.
Maybe. Well, there's liquid IV, which is supposed to like hydrate you more. You just like a packet you put in your water.
Dan's been drinking a lot of Pedialyte.
It's like, I think it's like the same idea. This one has like, we'll see how it goes, but it has like the timing on your, what am I saying? Like the dashes of time of drinking your water. So it'll be like noon, and it's like has encouraging things like keep going, midday slump, or like it has things on there. So if anyone catches me talking to my water bottle, now you know why.
Keep going, Jacqueline. Yeah. You got this.
Yeah.
More water. You're looking less thirsty.
Ooh, maybe there needs to be a talking one. Every time you take a sip, it's like, you get it, girl.
Yeah. Or it's probably just
hydrate yourself
on the iWatch or something.
I'm sure. Every time I have an idea for an app, it's already done.
Already there. Already happened.
By the way, that's copyrighted. No one take that. Coming soon, a water bottle with an app that talks to you for encouragement.
You got this.
Yes.
Ooh, you're not full yet.
Ooh, and you can change. You can pick the voice. That'd be hilarious. I would for sure either do some sort of accent. Yes.
You got. This is like around the time. Well, I actually don't do two coffees. I just take like 5 hours to drink my coffee in the morning, and I like heat it up. Correction. 5 million times.
Megan does not take coffees. Five. What did you say?
I don't know. I don't do an afternoon coffee, but like I.
Oh, you take five hours
to drink your coffee. Morning coffee.
Correct. And what I was trying to say is that you take 5 hours to drink any beverage.
Oh, okay.
Like Megan's beer will be warm before it's gone.
Oh, unless you call me out on it, then I'm like, bitch.
Yeah, and then it's actually shocking how quickly it will disappear once you call her out. I'm drinking slow, but.
Guys, it's not a race.
It is in the summer when your drink's getting warm and it's gnarly.
All right,
otherwise, fine. Touché.
But anyway, yeah, this is the time where I like start to fade.
Yeah.
I'm bad and I'm just like our father and I just have this thing for Coke, not the powder, but the, but the drink. The only pop that I crave, is that. And I don't have it daily, but like I have it. At least once or twice.
That's your go-to pick-me-up.
That's my go-to. Well, yeah, if it's not in the morning, I can't like wake up and like have a Coke. Like I'm not that person. Like, I can't do that.
There are people like that though. Like that's their coffee.
Like our brother. That's our brother.
Yeah, but he drinks Diet Coke now.
Whatever, Jake. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing.
Ooh, you just got called out on the podcast.
Yeah, I sure did.
Also, this is hilarious that we mentioned him because he wants in on the podcast. He wants to get on the podcast. He heard you. He's like, what? Megan is getting a second appearance?
I would absolutely – wait. I have to be on that podcast that he's on. Please let me. I would love to.
We'll see.
I would love to do that.
We'll see.
I'm curious what he would talk about.
He's a dad, not a mom, but I'm here for it.
Yeah.
He's also on paternity leave. He said 2.5 weeks left, I think.
We got to do a Sibs one. We got a new dad. We got a soon-to-be dad.
True.
All different.
And then us seasoned grannies. Kidding. Kidding. Our kids are young. Just me. I'm old.
Grandma.
I'm old. You're not. You're not even 30. How old are you?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't remember. I'm 35. You're going to carry the three. We're going to be 33.
Yeah.
You're 32 right now.
33. Yeah.
You're on like the good side of 35. I don't know. I'm actually fine with 35.
You're
Josh is going to be 40.
I love how we've still got that going for us. Always follow
that's forever and ever. That's why I married him.
Yeah.
I mean, Dan's technically older than you by a couple weeks.
Oh, technically, yep.
You hang on to that, especially for the big ones that like no one wants to.
That 2 weeks that were difference in actual ages. Yeah. I every single day. How does it feel to be with a younger woman?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I feel like our time is up.
Oh.
I know. We've got about like 30 minutes left of our babysitter time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, might need a minute. Oh, what are we going to do? We have 30 minutes.
Oh my God. What should we do? Kickstand.
What?
I don't know.
Kickstand?
Kegstand. Kickstand? I was wondering why you looked at me like
I was frozen. I was like, is this something I should know about? What's a kickstand? Kegstand. All right.
On that note,
this was fun. And thank you as always for being on the podcast and chatting with me.
This is my outlet.
Same girl, same. Mm-hmm.
Same. Yeah. I vote Sibs.
Sibs podcast. Sibs. You know, might be an episode for the future. Might be an episode for soon. I don't know. Listeners, stay tuned. All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. As always, you know the drill. Leave a review if you haven't already. What else, Megan? What do I say?
Tell us. You got to tell them to tell us what the heck they do in the summer.
Ah, yes. Join the Motherhood Intended community group if you haven't already, because we want to know like what is everyone's childcare situation in the summer? Like, what do you do? Whether your kid is 2 or like 12. Well, I don't know what the rules are on babysitting. 2 or like 8, I don't know. Just what are you doing in the summer? We would love to know. So head to the Facebook group. I will link it in the show notes. And I'll be starting a thread for that because I'm curious. Let's help each other out. Give some ideas.
Seriously. I don't want to feel like I'm alone in this space. There's got to be everybody struggling. Let's struggle together.
Yes, let's come together in that. And then, of course, if you don't already, you can follow me on Instagram at motherhood_intended. Going to be sharing updates on the whole playroom situation I was talking about the other day, doing a deep declutter and kind of redoing the playroom. So I'm going to share some before and afters. As always, thanks for listening, and I will talk to you again next week.